With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don, what's it like when you know, early in camp here, clearly that you're mixing some young guys with some older guys just to get a look? How does that go in your mind when you try to pair that out?
It's comfortable to be able to do that, knowing the older guys are going to send the messages. The message is going to be consistent through the older guys from what we collectively as a team, as an organization, want. That makes it easier, right? To empower guys to take initiative when we put a younger guy or a new guy or a less experienced guy with them. Whether it's Isak Rosin with Thompson and Skinner, we know the message that they're going to be telling him fit right with ours as coaches and ours as an organization, and that's really nice to be able to do that.
Do you allow yourself to, because I know you live in the moment, you've told us that many times, but when you sit and watched your prospects for a week and saw them in the games, see, how they're progressing and how they're doing, do you allow yourself to think, we've got some pretty good young depth coming in addition to the young players that you've got on your team right now?
Definitely. That falls in the moment for me, because as a coach, you have to think 6 months from now, 8 months from now, even a year out. That I mentioned when I took over on an interim basis, I coached as if I was going to be here the following September. If I was going to be standing behind that bench in September, I wanted to make sure we're making this team better for that day if I got the full-time position. And that process never stops. That's part of the moment when you're in a head coaching position, is you have to forecast and project, and your decisions are based on that, getting better and where we can be in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, six weeks and further, obviously.
You're bringing in new players all the time when you try to get them into your system. How different is it now? You've got Eric Comrie, a guy who's going to play goal a lot. How different is it to kind of assimilate a goalie into your system?
Yeah, that'd be a good question for Eric in a couple weeks. But I think, when we think of our system, it is with the goalies in mind. It's really about scoring goals and more goals and preventing goals and preventing more goals. And, so we do want to give the goaltenders, you've heard me quite often say, very consistent shot selection. And if there's shots from inside that we should be positioned to contest, that should be a puck battle. There should be less time and less space for the opposition to actually get a chance from there. So we may give up a little bit more shot-wise here and there, but they're pushed to areas outside with consistency where it's easier for a goaltender to control their rebounds with the mind of, how do we make it easier for our goaltender and more consistent to our goaltender. So, as we build the system, or as the system is in my head thought out, that's very much in mind.
Is 2 days enough to glean any first impressions of Eric?
Works. I think I mentioned that right away. His reputation from coaches that coached him, from teammates that had him, was that this guy is, a tireless worker, and you can see that. That's evident when you watch him.
How do you evaluate goaltending in general through camp? I assume it's practices and games, but which weighs heavier?
Yeah, the word evaluation, I don't really evaluate anybody out there. They're not where we need to get them. Once we get them there, then we can evaluate them. They haven't played in months, even though they're in superior athletic condition. It's not hockey condition. It's not game condition. So you can rush to judgment too soon, I think. You want to get them comfortable. You want to get them feeling comfortable with their own game before you even evaluate them. I guess if there's something you're evaluating, it's their intent, it's their work ethic in the moment, competitiveness in the moment. And with all of that, I've been satisfied with where we're at.
You mentioned numerous times over the past year that it takes longer to develop the offensive side of your game. The progress of your young D core and just the arrivals of Owen and Matias when he was healthy last year, how much has that really helped you move further along in your plan to really unleash the potential of the rest of this group offensively?
It helps. It helps more. You know, it was you guys know I said it. I'm the happiest guy in the world to have Matias back up last year because you can get that process going. We had one of those young guys you mentioned, one of the drills we did, he said, I'm not comfortable getting up ice like that. And our reply is, well, you better get comfortable getting up ice like that. You know, we need that. We need you out of your comfort zone. We need to be, you know, on the attack more. And that goes with what I say. It's uneasy to jump to offense sometimes when you know you can be held accountable for what may happen against you. And we want to shed that. You know, when you gotta, it's a process. It's a collective process. It's an individual trust with the next guy's going to cover you when you do jump to offense more and play more aggressively with offense in mind. You have to have the trust, the faith that the guys around you read that quick enough to cover for you. And again, it's a process.
In free agency, it was probably overlooked a bit that you guys brought in defensemen on two-way contracts that have NHL experience, that fit your system, that really strengthen your depth. Did that really excite you that you have guys like Clegg, Davies, Prisky, and then in Florence as well to come in and not only push these guys in camp, but also if you have an injury, you can bring guys up that really fit?
Yeah, they do. They fit. Those four players you mentioned, I was very excited that we were able to come to agreement with them, obviously get Lawrence back here, Pilot, and they do excite me. Their ability to jump in over the next week and 2 weeks here, they'll be able to integrate with how we want to play really quickly. They have aggressive mindsets, assertive, and obviously their agility, mobility are key components to what we really liked.
What do you want to see tomorrow, just going into Sunday, third day of camp, you go to a scrimmage?
Again, it's more about, less about what I'm looking for other than the compete and work, and more about giving them a different form than a practice to get ready for games is really what it's about. So much less for me. I'll sit back and enjoy it. As much as the pressure's not on right now, I think if they push it and push it hard, which they did today, they're doing what they can on day two today, and what they can do on day three is push it again in a different format that should help them get ready for the next step, which would be, they'll have an off day and then a day four for one group while the other group goes to Washington to play a game.
Kevin was saying yesterday that Tate's contract, he didn't view it as like a one, just a 30-goal season. He based it on the whole thing. Does what he went through to get that contract tell you that he's built for the long term, I guess, that it wasn't a few seasons, you know what I mean?
It does. I have lots of hindsight with Tej, years of it, and it's much less about the 38 goals, although that's important, obviously. But it's more indicators of future growth and success. Starts with, internal demand and drive for any guy. Let's face it, there's lots of people that, you put the price tag that's on that, and that's like winning the lottery. And there's lots of people that, might not hang on to their job if they won the lottery. So when you start handing out that type of contract, you want to make sure that person loves the game and loves the job he does, and Tej does that. He exemplifies that.
Is it also what he does away from the rink or how he interacts with the guys in the room? Is that all part of it, part of the equation?
It is. Everything you said, Paul, is a 10. And those are major components when you are thinking about a contract that length and that term size. You're looking at, okay, what are the indicators that this guy is going to keep investing in our organization, our team, our community, in his game. And there was never a doubt of hesitation that those would drop, that, you know, he's got the reward. I think Tej views it and feels that he has a contract in front of him that he still has to earn. You know, in this business, the guys get paid on past performance, and sometimes they believe that, oh, past performance, I deserve that money because of what I did. You have a whole other mindset of, I got this contract security, but I've got to earn it. And Tej fits in that category. So it's comforting for us in our organization that we have made the decision to, you know, go after him, target him for the long run based on those indicators. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.